Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. The College of the Redwoods received some welcome news from the State Accreditation Commission today. It was a year ago that CR was placed on a show cause status and directed to make improvements in several areas, particularly the budget situation, spending on students, and student evaluations. President Kathy Smith commented,
"Well, absolutely. They gave us 8 recommendations a year ago, and we have satisfactorily fulfilled the majority of those. There are a couple recommendations they want us to continue working on, but they also then pointed out some new things that we need to work on, which we were very aware of, and those all have to do with budget finances."
The work for Redwoods, however, is not done, as Smith explains.
"Well, we certainly are very optimistic. What the report that we put together last October laid out our plans. So I think now what we need to do is just follow those plans that we laid out, and we should be in good shape. We've not been removed from sanction altogether. We are on probation, but that's one step up from show cause. And so if we continue down the path that we set out, then next year we hope that we will be removed from all sanctions."
Smith also said that the school is not out of the woods, and staff and the Board of Trustees have put together a plan, and that plan will serve as a roadmap for making further improvements. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office investigating a Garberville property connected with 30-year-old Ryan Floyd found a stash of weapons hidden in a cave on the property. More than 100 weapons, including illegal automatic weapons, a World War II-era German machine gun, along with handguns, were found, and it's suspected that many of them are stolen. While conducting the latest search on the 55-acre property, deputies also issued a citation to appear to 33-year-old Deanna McDonald, who was found to be in possession of a loaded .45-caliber semi-automatic, a weapon McDonald is prohibited from possessing. Lieutenant Steve Knight highlighted the work done by deputies searching the scene.
"Deputies on this were very tenacious and put in a lot of man hours, and are going to continue to put in a lot of man hours on this. They took the quad runners out and they kept looking on this property, and one alert officer noticed this cave that was partially covered up, started digging, and sure enough, he found the mother load of weapons."
The investigation into Floyd's activities is ongoing as officers catalog the vehicles, tools, equipment, and weapons, determine which have been stolen, and then begin the work of returning the items to their rightful owners. Eureka police officers have arrested 23-year-old William Whipple on an attempted murder charge following a stabbing incident at the Bayshore Mall on Monday. The victim was taken to the hospital by a friend following the incident after having suffered multiple wounds that were nearly fatal. Detectives are searching for a vehicle connected with Whipple, an apparent 80s-era white Lincoln Town Car. This is not Whipple's first run-in with local law enforcement. He was also arrested in 2010 as a suspect in the stabbing death of Trevor Davenport, whose body was found lying under a tree in 2006. Anyone with information about the latest incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department responded to numerous complaints regarding illegal campers in the Greenbelt area west of the Bayshore Mall. They received an increasing number of calls regarding disturbances in the area, and they dispatched the problem-oriented policing unit. As a result of those efforts, officers issued a citation for an outstanding warrant, along with 14 citations for 22 different violations of the Eureka Municipal Code. They also made 2 arrests on outstanding warrants. If you have information regarding suspected drug activity or other problems in the city of Eureka, contact the POP unit. The coroner's office has conducted an autopsy on the body of an adult male whose remains were found floating in the surf on the Samoa Peninsula on Sunday. The coroner's office has identified the remains, but have not announced the findings, as they are still attempting to contact a next of kin. We'll update you with more information when we get it. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.